Welcome to Locked On Sixers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. If you haven't done so already, you need to subscribe to this podcast and all the podcasts on the Locked On Network. Unlike most in the business, we keep you updated with your beloved team 5 days a week. And if you really, really want to get the most information on the 76ers, do yourself a favor and subscribe to this podcast now. I want you guys to know that since the draft, since Ben Simmons was taken first overall, I've been receiving questions about what to expect on a daily basis pertaining to this upcoming season. You know, today what I wanted to do is I just wanted to answer a couple of these questions that I received to you. And these are some questions that I think some of these are questions that, you know, you all might have. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to state a question that I received and I'm going to follow it up with an answer. Believe it or not, the guy who gets the most questions asked about him is Dario Saric. Dario is the guy who the Sixers acquired in the 2014 draft, but he stayed 2 years overseas playing in Turkey. It was weird. He became like some sort of folk hero over here in the United States because of that. You know, the Sixers fans really love him. All they do is talk about, you know, Dario. Some people, he has the nickname the homie. Well, we'll finally get to see the homie play this season and see what the homie is all about. But a lot of people want to know, because Dario plays almost all of his minutes at the power forward position overseas, can he slide over and play the three next to Ben Simmons, who is a point forward and, you know, basically will get, we assume, at least early on, get the bulk of the power forward minutes? That's the same position that Dario plays. Well, you know, I really haven't watched much about Dario, watched Dario play a lot. Now, I saw him play in the Olympics. I saw a little bit of, you know, highlights of him playing overseas. I think that he'll have a problem guarding small forwards in the NBA. And when you talk to most people in the NBA, they say you are the position that you can guard. I think that with that being said, I think that Dario is going to be a power forward. Now, that lies, what do you do with him and Ben Simmons? If Ben Simmons is going to be the point forward, where does that leave space and time for Dario to get on the floor? Well, I think that once this team gets rolling and everything works out, in my opinion, Dario does not project to be a starter for this team. He looks like a role-playing power forward coming off the bench for the Sixers to grab rebounds, run the floor, defend. Now, I know there's a lot of people saying, what are you talking about? This guy is going to be great. I'm not saying he's not going to be great in his role, but I don't think that his role is going to be around chasing the Ray Allens and the Kevin Durants and people like that, Butlers, guys like that around on the perimeter trying to guard him. He will get exposed. But I do think that he will get a lot of minutes playing different positions in junk lineups for the Sixers this season. The reason is because the Sixers need to find out who they have and what can they do. Now, and also, there's a lot of excitement around the team this season. But we have to be mindful that the Sixers are not expected to make the playoffs. They know that. They know that they have a young team. So with that said, they're going to throw people out there in different lineups just to see how it works. The difference between this season and last season is now that the Sixers are trying to win. So even though they're going to have these junk lineups out there, you got to expect that they're going to go hard and do stuff like that. Because I know some of you guys are saying, well, why would you throw out a junk lineup if you're trying to win a game? They're trying to win, but they're also trying to evaluate talent. Now, here's my second question that I received from a lot of people. And they talk about how, you know, Ben Simmons had about 75% of his shots at LSU come from within 3 feet. Guy asked me, do you think that Ben Simmons can expand his range a little bit against bigger competition? My answer is yes. yes, emphatically yes. Because, see, here's the thing. Ben Simmons is going to have to expand his game to keep people honest. If you look back, if you think back to the summer league, teams were sagging off of him. They knew that either that Ben Simmons was going to pass the ball, drive and pass the ball, or drive and shoot a layup or a dunk or something like that. Teams are going to, they're not going to respect his overall game if he can't stick a jumper. So what he's going to do is he's going to work on his jump shot that way to keep defensives honest. And when he does that, it's just going to make his overall game a little bit better. I don't really have a problem with his game right now and some of like the shortcomings that he may have. You know, when I look at Ben Simmons, I see a phenomenal athlete. I see a phenomenal basketball player. You know, right now people have to understand that these guys are coming in the league younger and younger and younger. And let's face it, this is the AAU era. It's like when you get a ball, you get 10 players on the court and just run and gun and have fun. You know, there's more athletic players coming out now than more fundamentally sound players. I think that Ben Simmons is in the right situation. He's here. You have Brett Brown, who has a player development background. Most of the coaches on his staff have a player development background. And I think that, you know, he will get that shot. He will have more confidence in his shot and taking them. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to see Ben Simmons launching up threes. No, that's far from the case. But I do expect him to make some and attempt some mid-range jumpers to keep the defensive honest. Okay, the third question is, you know, a lot of people talk about Simmons running with the first unit quite a bit. You know, how does Brett Brown, the head coach, want him to handle the point guard minutes? You know, that's a great question, and that's a question that a lot of people really want to know. I mean, and even myself, I want to know it. You know, right now, I think that Ben Simmons is going to be the point forward. You know, he's going to be a guy who has the ball in his hands. He's going to look like he's the point guard because everything's going to basically run through him. But the reason why, again, I said point forward is because the same thing I said about Dario, your position basically depends on the person you can guard. So I believe what we're going to see with Ben Simmons is defensively he's going to guard power forwards. He's going to get the ball close. He's going to be close to the basket, grab defensive rebounds, and then get out and go. So the offense is going to run through him through the power forward position. That's why I'm saying point forward. And what that'll do is you have a guy like a Jared Bayless, who's going to be in name, quote unquote, the point guard. But what that does is he's a great shooter from the outside. So what that does is it enables Bayless to slide over, spot up, shoot the three, or have that as an available option when Ben Simmons drives the floor. But as far as right now, seeing Ben Simmons as a point guard who basically who somebody gives the ball to, he walks it up the floor, he calls out plays, gets in a half-court set. Nah, that's not him. What he's going to do is, at least initially, is going to be the point forward the guy who grabs the defensive rebound and gets out and go, and they spread the floor for him. Now, we talk about Dario Saric. We talk about Ben Simmons being two power forwards. But then they have a third-year power forward in Jeremy Grant. And a good question, another question I get about is, you know, with the Sixers adding Simmons and Saric, how does that affect Grant's playing time? Can he slide down and play more small forward? Hey, I think that he can. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think that we're going to see Jeremy Grant playing a lot of small forward. He's not going to be the starter. I think Robert Covington, I mean, if you ask me right now, that Robin Covington will be the starting three. But what Jeremy Grant can do is he's a pretty good, solid lockdown defender. He's athletic enough to be out there on the perimeter to guard threes. So I think that what we'll see him do is he'll be the quote-unquote defensive stopper on the perimeter. And something else, like some people may say, but yo, he was a power forward last year. But the thing that we have to realize is that, you know, at the tail end of the 2014-15 season, Jeremy Grant was the starting small forward. Nerlens Noel was the center. Luke Bamote was the power forward. And Jeremy Grant was the three. They were very effective until the Sixers, like, switched up that lineup to move Noel to the four to try to, you know, work things out. So I don't have a problem with Jeremy Grant sliding down. I think that it works out well. And this whole summer, he basically spent the duration of it working on his small forward game, working on his outside shot, you know, more becoming more agile. You know, doing a lot. He actually put a lot of work in, so I don't have a problem. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining me. You guys need to come here all the time. Like I said, subscribe. I'm going to do my best to get you guys the information that you need. I'm not going to do my best. I am going to get you the information that you need. But, you know, you need to come here. I'm the only podcast in Philadelphia who covers the Sixers that provides you the information 5 days a week. Thank you and have a great day.